This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
The marzipan?
Okay, you're on. Let's have some enthusiasm.
Okay.
Why don't you do the intro, Mr. Enthusiastic?
Okay, fine. Welcome to Business Success Tips, the most inspirational and educational business program on the planet today. If you listen to this program, you will learn everything you need in order to succeed in your business at any level you choose.
You know, I've decided that you're a bipolar enunciator. You're either enunciating unbelievably well or you're mumbling incomprehensibly.
That's because he's either thinking about
See, this is why Lisa put this on me to stop me from mumbling. That's what this is, my anti-mumbling.
Really?
That's right. It's true. She goes, I'll put this on your mind, you not to mumble.
Not to mumble. Mm-hmm. Doesn't she joke sometimes, a consultant who mumbles?
Oh, she, yeah. I all the time. Yeah. Not sometimes, all the time.
It helps mumbling people breathe inspiration in between your words, right? Did you just say mumble? Yes, I did.
Yes, yes.
And you should do that.
But I can enunciate clearly, it is possible.
You can. It's, mm-hmm. it's a choice.
It is a choice.
It's just reprogramming your reticular activating system.
I enunciate very clearly all the time.
Yes, you do.
I need
you're
to have
an
enunciation.
Big time enunciation.
That is true.
There is no mumbling in your life. In fact, yeah, that's an anti-mumbling bracelet. You shouldn't think mumble. You should think clear
enunciation. This is a clear pronunciation
bracelet. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. This is why. And then it goes from that between that and good posture. Those are the two.
She likes that, huh? She's into good posture.
She's into good posture and enunciate clearly. Mm. As far as my spelling, she says,
That can be fixed.
No. That can't be fixed. No. But the other is a choice at some level.
Everything's a choice at some level.
That's true.
So I think we were going to talk about this amazing new venture that we're
it is
the
true.
Answer inspired.
It is true.
And it's not really a new venture. It's an extension of your existing venture.
Well, and it's a combination.
It's an extension, if you will.
I have started 3 or 4 consulting companies. And usually they go up and then they crash in the past.
All before I worked with them, I'll have everyone know.
And I've had as many as 125 employees at one time. That was my biggest company. And for whatever reason, probably my basic belief system, they always got to a certain size and then sort of imploded or exploded or whatever they do. But I figured out I have over some 40,000 hours of consulting time. A lot.
Malcolm Gladwell would be happy with that.
That'd be happy. That'd be a good number. 40,000 would work.
Yeah.
So, I guess whatever that is to make you I have mastery in.
Yeah, 10,000 is the magic. 10,000 hours.
So
is
I have
magic.
4 times mastery in consulting. So, what happens here? After reading this book, I went to the author of this book, John Azarath, is starting or has started a consulting company, which does what we do.
This book being The Answer, which we discussed in the
previous
episode.
Called The Answer. And he basically has a model where he supplies coaching. And the interesting statistic, there's 25 million small businesses in the United States. That doesn't count the rest of the world. And his goal is to get to work with 1 million of them. He wants to develop a $1 billion business consulting firm for small business. And I looked at his model. He has a great website. He has sort of a drip marketing thing where he gets 6 videos. And he supplies some free stuff. You belong to this group, excuse me, that you join that's $49 a month. That's $200 a month, where you get to do group consulting once a week. And then he sells consulting either twice a month for give or take $650 a month, or once a week for about $900 a month. And it's like an annual contract. So I looked at that, and I guess he has a couple thousand clients. And by reading the book,
how do we know that he has a couple thousand clients?
We don't know that.
Well, he has been doing this for, in the book, I think, 4 years.
4 years. And he's gone from the, franchise model, which he talks about in the book, and they got rid of the franchise model because he couldn't control
it. Well, he has talked to one of his people.
And I had him pitch me, so I've heard their thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think they have maybe 60 consultants, something like that, work with them. It's not a lot. So I looked at that and I went, I can do this. And what he's done, he's skipped some of the mistakes I made because the sales part doesn't deliver. It's delivered by phone. You're not driving around. And I saw a lot of things that he did that made sense to me. I thought, I can do this. I've done it several times. It inspired me. When I thought about it, what have I been on the planet doing for most of my known career?
Consulting to small business.
Consulting small business.
You are quick, Steve.
I have been, and I have started some businesses. I helped some clients start some businesses like Sean. We've had some successes. But my core
and you
business.
You know what? We might even do some testimonials later on.
Yes, sir. Yep. My core business has been helping small business people succeed. And I probably work with 500, is my guess. And the companies I work with, maybe 1,000 if you count all the companies I have owned and worked with over the past. So, like Sean has said, you know, maybe the universe is saying, let's do it one more time. And I got them, I can do this. I can do, because he has figured out where I crashed before by delivering, one, deliver by phone. Secondly, video wasn't available then to make your pitch on. There's some advances. And people are more willing to do Skype and talk by video. So there's some stuff that didn't exist before. You have to do it in person anymore. For it's not as, and I've been doing it with Andreas for 3 years successfully. So I thought,
he's incredibly successful.
I can do this.
Wildly.
He's taking a 3-week vacation.
Yeah, so he just comes to America on vacation.
Just to hang out. So I thought, I can do this. And then JC has now been doing this for 6 years or whatever, 4,000 or 5,000 hours a while.
Lots of times, 6 or 7 years.
Right. So I thought he could help me because in the past I didn't maybe have the support team I needed for she will not be named. And so I thought, well, I've got a good support team. I've got the model. So I'm going to copy his model exact. In fact, I called him up and when they pitched me, I said, I want to do exactly what you're doing. They went, great, we'll help you do it. I said, I want to know how you do it, how you get clients. They did fine. You know,
they come from abundance.
Now I'm going to sign up with them, and they'll show me exactly the way they're doing it. But right now, I'm cutting the cutting of the video this weekend, starting new testimonials. And basically, I'm making a few shifts over what they do. For example, they have annual contracts, and I'm going to say it's month to month because that's
can you downgrade
from annual contract? You just stop. There's no upgrade. I mean, it's...
Let's do it. You can downgrade.
You can downgrade.
You can do whatever you want.
That's a reference to the previous episode, Salesforce.com. See the previous episode.
So it's going to be very... The barrier entry is very low. You don't have to sign a year contract or a 6-month. It's just month to month. And I'm offering pretty much unlimited daily phone and stuff unlimited that you can call like for 5 minutes a day if you want to get support. And that they don't do that. So those are the two shifts I'm making because those have worked in the business model I've used. I'm doing it by phone because that makes sense. I'm paying the consultants a portion, you know, like 50% of what they earn. And I'm using inbound marketing to attract clients and the same kind of model I used that he's using. So there's been some modifications that way. The goal is very clearly 1,000 clients and it will happen. And I would say 1,000 clients.
And what's the monthly average per client?
The monthly average would probably be...
That depends what package you choose, Steve. We have many
we're plenty younger. That's why I said average.
Let's say it's going to be 700 a month, and 1,000 clients is what that, that's 700,000 a month, right? Mm-hmm. Which puts it at about 9 million in gross sales. Okay. I figured that on that should be 1.5 million, something like that. So that's the model, and we are cutting the videos this weekend. We should be launching it, the website, within 30 days. And if you guys want to join up, great. But I want you to participate in a business from, what we talked about last time, the business DNA, the idea. And I modified my idea because I've done it several times before. And every time you do something, you can improve it. And my God, I've been up a million. I've been bankrupt. I've been, you know, it's been a very up and down ride on this business consulting thing. But I would like to encourage those people out there to keep on giving it a shot. I mean, don't be discouraged because you can keep doing
Hang
it again. And I got to the point where I'm never doing another business consulting company. You know, I've done this, I've done it before. But then I started looking at what have I done what am I good at? What's fun for me? What do I like doing? And I really enjoy doing it. And I have some beliefs. I'm a bad CEO. Well, I need to shift that belief. Or when it's hard to manage a company over 2 million. And I've had these sort
Probably telling yourself that again is not a good
thing. No. Thank you for pointing that out.
You're welcome.
So in the past, there's been some, for lack of a better term, flaws in the DNA in my own belief system, which through the answer, I'm reprogramming those and the help of my partner, JC, to point out when I'm saying things that don't make much sense or that are not appropriate. So that's the launch of the new company, and I hope our audience can, you know, see how it grows.
Well, we're also going to have, for like $50 a month, we're going to have like a weekly group phone call where you can basically, you know, for those on a budget where you can't afford $700 a month for consulting, but everyone can pretty much, who has a business, can afford $50 a month for consulting. So then you get a chance to have some of your questions answered, listen to others, and kind of get the benefit of weekly coaching without footing the huge bill.
So I'm going to ask a partially selfish question and a partly pragmatic question, which is at some point you're going to have to phase out your existing business model.
Well, the way...
Never you, Steve.
Never you, Steve. Well,
that answers that one.
Never.
And how about the
fine gentleman?
Never
Andreas.
The way I'm going to phase out is clients, you know, clients come and clients go.
We're just going to stop recruiting new clients.
Because, right. I mean, we have a core group of clients that have been with us, you know, a few years. But that's, you know, not really the norm. I mean, the norm is, you know, 6 months to a year or two. But there's, you know, probably a core of like 10 who we've had a few years and kind of become part of the business. So we'll never leave them. Because you don't.
Look, they're friends. It's a different kind of. They become friends, and
but we'll just stop looking for new. And if we stop, as we saw last year, if we stop looking for new clients,
we found out in December.
It's easy to downsize.
That's right. It's no problem if you stop selling. That's a good lesson for our listeners out there. That if you stop hustling all the time, I mean, I took a lot of vacations last year.
It goes back to what Sean says. You're either going up or down. You can't really tread water and stay exactly even.
And what happened is I was focusing on vacations, which were fine. I think I took 10 vacations last year. I probably worked 3 days a week on the average, which was great. But at the same time, my belief system said, well, in the old days, if I work three days, then I will not have time to deliver as well as sell. And so I was just delivering and not selling, and therefore the client load dropped. But I found that we turned around very quickly. Because in 30 days, I ticked it up, you know, 6-7 new clients. And we try to carry 25 to 30 clients. That's
pretty and we're fortunate right. Because our sales cycle is short, you know.
We can just go out and do it. Boom. I mean, call somebody, get a referral, call them, close them, and boom, they start.
Yeah.
It's not like building a new building.
Which other businesses have to have a lot, you know, quicker reaction time because their sales cycle is a lot longer. So if you stop selling and then you try to kick it up a notch, it might, you know, take a while before you see the fruits of your labor. Yeah.
And we came out of a good sales, what we call it,
cold calls into hot leads. Bam.
And I bam.
Taste that.
And we create a good system to do that, which we'll talk after I'm going for the commercials here. All right.
Good man.
Ready?
We'll be back in three, two, one.
And we're back.
Wait, you gotta give Dave, the engineer, an insert point.
Okay, actually pause
for at least a second in case we ever actually do that.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
So I think.
Okay, now
I
for real.
A real break?
We're really back.
Okay,
no, we're back. Dave's gonna be like, where the hell are we?
Our engineer's gonna go, what are you doing,
people? There was just a minute gap.
So I think you guys can succeed with this.
Thank you, Steve.
Easy for
but
you to
say. On one condition. Well, so there are two things you have to keep in mind. There's the time element, right? Because even these guys took 4 years to get to 1,000 clients. So it's going to take time. Mm-hmm. And it's also going to take, transpired time, but it's also going to take your time mm-hmm. working on the business. Because mm-hmm. one thing I found out.
Well, see, the one thing we have going for us in this business is I'm actually passionate about this model.
Okay.
Because I was never crazy, like, because I've worked with him for 7 years, and all I've really seen is the option when he either, you know, retires or goes, you know, into the sunset, is just to keep the same model going. And I don't enjoy, you know, the selling process and going out and creating, you know, new business. The current model doesn't really appeal. But the idea of building a company where I can coach coaches and have more of an organization and have, you know, inbound leads where, a lead generation machine that's not, you know, just personal sales, and build him as like, you know, the guru.
Uber guru.
Yeah. And like build on his name, and then, you know, just build an organization where I can kind of take apart but not have to be the lead dog. That appeals to me greatly. So I will focus time on this and, you know, become the mastermind that makes the puppet dance.
So
you're gonna be your dad's gonna be a figurehead, is what you're saying.
That's right. Figurehead. Yeah, he's gonna be the rah-rah guy that.
And I'll be happy. I'll be on speaker circuit talking about small business consulting. Oprah is on it. Before, I guess Oprah's learning less from my year, she'll be up because she's gonna retire. So I came up talking to a client today, and I guess I'll tell you, Steve, because you might be interested in this process.
That was a mumble.
Okay. Look at the bracelet. Which is how to turn cold prospects into
hot leads.
Old prospects. Okay.
No, cold.
Cold prospects.
We're on freezing. Well,
it could
but
be
now they're hot to my
old prospects.
So, the first thing that people don't like.
I would just like to point out that these aren't even authentic gummy bears.
What?
We are in the country of gummy bears. Jelly Belly. We're in the Jelly Belly.
Yes,
right. Anyway, these are
I believe that there is
a trademark infringement. What are these, like, Germans?
Yeah, they're Germans.
Gold bears have no likeness.
How do they compare in taste?
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
Again, trademark infringement.
Yeah, I think that, they come from Turkey.
There you go. No laws there.
Proper infringement. So, here's the process. The most difficult thing in my experience with people making cold calls, they don't want to be rejected. They don't want to make the initial call on the phone where, hi, I'm Paul Sandeman. I have some...
Click!
God, why are you calling me? Shut your mouth.
If you look at the sales process, let's start at the beginning. First is the call. The only purpose of the call is step two, which is to get a conversation. The only purpose of the conversation is generally get an appointment, and the only purpose of the appointment is to make a presentation, the person of the presentation to make a sale, the sales to provide the service to collect the money. That's a standard sales funnel model.
It feeds effect.
Now, what happens is a lot of people in their sales call jump all the way to the end, and they say, hi, my name is Paul Sandeman. I'm with Conscious Insights Business Consulting. We provide a valuable service.
We provide
a valuable service, and we feel that we can make you more money in less time, so we would like an appointment with you next Tuesday. So they skip all the things, and they say in the first 30 seconds of the phone conversation.
Well, and not only that, you had four wees.
Right.
It's all about
a couple
you.
Hours.
It's not
so
about you.
It does not work. People go, they don't ever...
When you're
that.
Selling, people don't want to listen to you. When you're buying, they love
right.
to talk to you.
So that process isn't very effective. Now, if we break it down... And the first phone call is, hi, my name is Paul Sandeman. Or my name's Paul. Give me a call when you get a chance. My phone number is 707-483-1119.
And that's actually
so
my
that's the entire message.
So I've got an email. I've come across a few business secrets lately.
Right.
In the next episode, I'll tell you the other one. But the
cliffhanger.
Yep. Yeah, come on back, people. But when you cold call, so there's someone in my office, I'm not going to name names, I'm not going to name products, who is a master cold caller, and he never gets rejected. I mean,
really?
Worst case, he has a short conversation, but he goes immediately to the pain. Now, this happens to be a situation where he knows these people are involved in the product because he asks, can I talk to the person who's managing product X? So he leads with, I understand you're managing product X, how's it going? And all of a sudden, it's about their job, their life, and either it's going great and they're happy, or it's going horrible and they want to talk to him.
Right.
Right? But in either case, it's a conversation. So
right.
he never gets rejected. So I thought that was actually a...
Well, actually, cool. That's sort of the second part of this. I think really
works. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That's good.
I was actually
teaching Karen at Almost Everything Web, a great web company.
Almost Everything Web.com.
So, I said, Karen, in order to do this, first, you just leave your name. Do not tell them anything else. So, if you call up someone who you've done the research and you say, this is a company, it's a green business, or they're doing, she wants to do socially, you know, conscious kind of companies, they're making a positive difference in the way she feels. So, you do the research, you call them up, leave your name. In fact, you hope you get an answer machine, which is really different. You normally go, oh my God, it's voicemail. This is, yes, it's voicemail. Hooray.
And you just leave. Just like that, too.
Huh. And then you leave him and you go, hi, this is Paul. Or hi, Nick, this is Paul. If you say, hi, this is Paul. Give me a call when you get a chance. My number is 707-483-1119. And that's it. You hang up. Now, if you leave the message to 100 people, my guess is 25% will call you back. Because the curiosity factor shows up. So when they call you back, you've already eliminated those people that don't return phone calls, maybe a little more obstinate because they're not open to new ideas, or don't like cold calls. So they sort of eliminate themselves. The people that call you back have been already screened at one level. They're at least going to return their phone call. They're a bit curious, and they may want to know who this person is. So of the all of humanity, you sort of screened out a certain group.
So I've got a better idea.
Okay.
Well, how's this working, first of all?
So far, so good. But go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. So maybe not a better idea, but another idea.
Okay.
So you could. She's in the web design business, right? So she could call up, and is she asking for the person who handles marketing or the web?
Well, what happens is that. Let me finish the process. Maybe because
we're oh, sorry.
Okay. Okay. So the person calls back and says, "Hi, this is John Smith of." The college, I don't know, the Christian Science Benevolent Fund. And, hi, John, this is Karen. Hi, Karen. Karen, and then Karen says, John, I saw your article in the paper about the Benevolent Fund, and it's, I really believe in what you're doing. I really acknowledge the fact that you're doing, and tell me, how do you find the people to give the money to? Or ask, or maybe she's talking about a business that builds green portable schools. How do you find the people to get the schools? How do you find those people in the first place? Then you just engage them in a conversation. So now you're talking about how they find the people. And then eventually you're going to say something about, well, do you use your website at all for that? And then they go, yeah. Does a website attracting all the people you want? And we're guiding them down that path, right? And then if they say, well, my website's working really good. My brother-in-law is a web person, and he's awesome, and we're getting all the leads we want. Great. Fantastic. Have a good day. You're done.
Yep.
But if he says, well, I'm not actually sure. The website's about 3 years old. I wish it was doing a little better, but, I'm not sure we can afford to fix it anyway, and we've done the best we can. Then Karen can say, I think I've got some ideas. I've actually looked at the website and some of the codes.
That's actually the precursor to this call. She actually has qualified the website as like, oh, they're missing things.
Yeah. I've looked at the website.
That's what I was going to say. My other option was going to be call up and say, hey, I was just on your site, and I have a couple of quick tips for you.
She gets to there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I got a couple of tips, and what are they? Well, I really need to see in person because I got to show you these. Well, then she keeps going. The only purpose of the phone call is to get the appointment, right?
Right.
So I'll stop by. With a couple of tweaks on your site, I think we can really increase your traffic. Okay, come on by. So you're closing for the appointment.
Yep, yep.
Once you go to the appointment, it's standard sales call. Sure. Listen to what they have to say, find a need, find the pain, fill it. But what I like about this process is, one is it's totally scalable and predictable. Because the first part is just making the phone calls. And 100, 200, 500, just work the numbers backwards, figure how many sales you want to make, what your ratio is through the funnel, and then just make a right number of leading messages. So that is how to turn cold leads into hot sales.
All right.
Cool.
Fantastic. All right.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us today. That is all the time we have.
Join us next week
for more exciting business tips.
And there it is, another episode of Business Success Tips. Thanks as always for joining us. You can check out our website online at businesssuccesstips.org. Send us an email at friends@businesssuccesstips.org. Or if you're a Twitter stalker, find us at twitter.com/BSTpodcast. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.
Hey, this is Sean Daly, host of Green Talk Radio. Green Talk helps you navigate the maze of green and eco products on the market today and make smarter lifestyle choices at home and at work through informative and entertaining interviews with industry authors and experts, as well as executives from innovative companies around the world. Find Green Talk Radio on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. Green Talk Radio, environmental stewardship through smart consumption.